and attention to the word which is found in the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 6, and reading verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. There are a certain text, shall we say, in this book of the prophet Jeremiah that are very well known. And this is surely one of those words which the Lord brought his servant Jeremiah to speak and to be penned in this prophecy. And how many of the truths in this book are found against that background of many solemn condemnations. As Jeremiah was commanded often to speak plainly of their misdeeds, their sins, and the Lord's displeasure with them. And yet, still, there were those exhortations such as these, which in some ways stand out. And, dear friends, does it not set before us that though the Lord is a just and an holy God and cannot countenance sin in any form or manner, and sin must and will be condemned, and sin must and will be punished, yet there is a gospel, there is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this gospel of Jesus Christ is found throughout the Old Testament. And as the Lord moved his servants of old to speak such words as these, we have these invitations. And this, I believe, is one of those gospel invitations. Thus saith the Lord. And so it is announced. Here is something that the Lord God of Israel, the God of Judah and of Israel, declares. And still, dear friends, he declares these words and the invitation that is bound up in them. Still, he declares these things to his people today. And we have in the New Testament that caution today. If ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. And dear friends, I wonder indeed, when we have heard these words, and some of you may have cause to reflect over past years, and you may have heard these very words, and perhaps then your answer was solemnly the same as that which is given here by those in Jeremiah's presence at that time. What a solemn answer. And it is recorded, it is noted, dear friends, not by any mistake, not slipped in by some mistake, but because the Lord will have us to be warned. And oh, dear friends, yes, there may be those who have those remembrances that now you wish you could undo, that you wish now you had not spoken in such a way. And yet, oh, what cause you have to thank the Lord if you have indeed been brought to take heed since then. But I wonder if there are any, and you may not necessarily be conscious of it, but in your heart within, and the Lord alone knows what is within. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh at the heart. And is our answer still today, but they said, we will not walk therein? Oh, dear friends, and the Lord knows in what respect this may be the language of our heart. Because the word, and I hope I might be enabled to rightly open it up in a little way. You see, what does the Lord command and exhort here? Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. So these, thus far, there is a plural. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. But then it goes into the singular. Where is the good way? Now, you see, it is sadly true that it may be that some of us have walked in some of the old paths, but not all. And dear friends, you see, I'd not thought to speak in this way, but it seems to rest upon me at this moment. We might say, well, we're found in the house of God. You might say to me, well, I've never stopped coming to chapel. I know that cannot be said by all. But some may say, well, I've never stopped coming to chapel. And other things we might, as it were, claim. But, dear friends, have you, and I would speak in love, oh, are there any? And you have not yet walked in all of these old paths. And thus, in that respect, your heart and mine, the Lord knows, you know, we can walk in the ordinances of the Lord's house, and they are some of these old paths. But in our heart and life, and our walk in certain respects, there may be some things even professing Christians do not walk in everything that they should walk. But, dear friends, Oh, may the Lord make us honest before him. Is there something of which in our heart and in our spirit we're still saying in the substance of it, we will not walk therein. We will not walk therein. And the Lord knows. The Lord knows just what you and I are saying in secret. Well, may we be helped then to hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. So we are invited, we are commanded, stand ye in the ways. Oh, dear friends, how there are those who have not got thus far. I mean those who have gone away from the sound of truth altogether. And they have come into this, or they may have gone away from this. They no longer come and present themselves before the Lord. I believe in the substance, this is the first part, stand ye in the ways, to come into the Lord's house and before the Lord, stand ye in the ways. Oh dear friends, there are these appointed ways, and God has appointed this gathering together to worship him. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. And there are those who justify themselves in not coming to the house of God in a very sad way, feeling that they know better. But I believe that, of course, there are some who cannot come to God's house because of their affliction. And this does not cast them out. The Lord knows what afflictions he has sent upon one and another. And if there are those times and other causes which prevent you from gathering in the house of God, the Lord sees over it all. But, oh, in the desire of the heart, there are those who would be in the house of God at every opportunity. And, dear friends, are we amongst such? Have you so felt that good to say with the dear hymn writer, I love, and don't you feel it, I love to meet among them now, and at thy gracious feet to bow, thou vilest of them all. Yes, stand ye in the ways. Whatever your state or case, come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Don't stay away. Come, stand ye in the ways and see. And see. And as I speak to you, dear friends, at this moment, it comes into my thoughts how it was with dear David of old. Oh, what a grievous place David came into when he sinned in that way that he did regarding Bathsheba. And the multiple sins that he committed at that time. And then that child was born. And that child was going to die. But I think it is then that David was brought to that place where he fell upon the earth and pleaded with his God. Who can tell whether God will be gracious unto me? Stand ye in the ways and see. Who can tell? Who can tell? And you see, dear friends, I was reading part of the account of the solemn case of King Saul, who reigned before David, as you know. And this struck me as I don't think I've seen it before. There was one occasion when Saul might have been killed by David. When Saul went into that cave, and twice it happened, but on the first occasion David's men were already in the cave, and David could have easily taken Saul's life, but God kept him from it. But when David discovered himself to Saul outside, as Saul was going on his way, we read about Saul there, and it struck me that when he realised it was David, he said something like this: "Is this my son David?" And he wept. And he wept. Dear friends, Saul had murder in his own heart, and David had spared Saul's life. Do not wonder that he wept. But dear friends, you see, Saul died a solemn death, did he not? But this struck me, the difference between Saul and David. They were both sinners. They had both been anointed king, and they both grievously sinned. But we never read with Saul that there was this humbling of himself with a "who can tell." But there was with David. Oh, how different it was when David had sinned, and he had to come before the Lord, and all he could come with in that way at that time was with a "who can tell whether God will be gracious unto me." We read in one place that Saul demanded of Samuel that he pray for him. But David, you see, he had only the Lord to whom he could come and fall before him with a "who can tell." Now, I would venture then, here is bound up here, "Stand ye in the ways and see." And see. Come with a "who can tell." Oh, dear friends, it's not a question of coming with speculation to the house of God. That is with carnal speculation. And I fear that sometimes we may be left to that, coming to the house of God with a wondering that is only our own mind. But, oh, friends, with a humbled spirit, what a difference to come with a "who can tell whether God will be gracious to me." So stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? So, dear friends, then, we are to ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Now, this word here comes more directly and particularly to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is, and he alone is, the good way. But the Lord Jesus Christ is to be found in these old paths. And here, dear friends, is a gracious direction to us. Ask for the old paths. We will not find, and none will ever find, the Lord Jesus Christ in any kind of new innovation. That is the spirit of this world. We only have to go out and about, or even don't need to do that. You look at those things you have on your table to consume, the food you eat day by day. And what do you see on the different packets? You see this, new and improved. New recipe, new something, new this, new the other. And far more than that, of course, in this world in which we live. But is there anything really new about any of it? Well, it relates to the passing things of this life, things that perish with the using. And dear friends, there has never been a finding of Jesus Christ in new this and new that, which is only a label put on something by man. Never. And yet, dear friends, through the history of mankind, how often there has been that holding out, even with the name of Jesus, saying, and the word of God tells us of it, that there will be many who shall come, and they will say, lo here and lo there. But we're not to take heed to them. We're not to listen to them. No, stand ye in the ways, in the appointed ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Well, these old paths, they are the ways that God has appointed, the paths. He has appointed those things that accompany the worship of God. And we have those paths in our worship. There are there is the singing of those hymns, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing ye praises with understanding, making melody in your hearts. That is one of the paths. And dear friends, where is the good way? And I believe there are those, and I believe and hope and trust that some of us have known it. We have found the Lord Jesus Christ, even in a hymn. Until late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. And then there is the path of reading God's word. And oh, dear friends, how the Lord has again and again and again he has appointed this path for the blessing of his people, for the salvation of poor ruined sinners. Search the scriptures, says the word, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. So ask for the old paths, where is the good way? And by the Spirit's leading and teaching, the Lord Jesus Christ is to be found in the Word of God, in the reading of it. And we have this year been so reminded of one of such repute and renown, Martin Luther. And one of the things that it was one of the old paths that the Lord led him to, though it was a Latin Vulgate version of the Bible, but it was to the Bible that Luther was drawn in the monastery, and he could not stop reading it. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And in the reading of God's word, even there. And though I might not be right, but I think it was that version of the Bible, yet in it he found, by the grace of God, he found the good way, and justification by faith alone in Jesus Christ. Oh, dear friends, do we love this great provision, this path? Do we try to read the word of God when we can? Or some of us, and I have to say, I am amongst them, hang one's head in shame that I do not always read the word of God when I ought, but rather pick up something else. But stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Yes, the word of God. Where is the good way? In the worship of God, we have the preaching of the word. And this again is one of the old paths. It is. And the exhortation the Lord gives to his servants is preach the word. Preach the word. And dear friends, how the Apostle Paul spoke of it. Through the foolishness of preaching. And so it is, seems to natural reason. What a dying fallen sinner taking the word of God upon his lips. And Isaiah the prophet felt it to be so. Woe is me, for I am undone. For I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell amongst a people of unclean lips. But dear friends, he said to the Lord, send me. Here am I, send me. And he had to go. Stand ye in the ways and see. Well, dear friends, if there's one here, the Lord knows, and there is a burden on your heart. Oh, may the Lord indeed help you still to stand in his ways and see. And if there is an exercise regarding the ministry of God's word, and you continue to ask for the old paths, where is the good way? And the Lord will show you. And the Lord will, in his time, commission you to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And ask for the old paths, where is the good way? And friends, the only right direction that a poor man can ever have is from the word of God itself. I know I would speak carefully. The Lord is sovereign in means he uses. And the Lord is not confined to means, but primarily, it must be the word of the Lord. Which is used by the Spirit of the Lord to fit and prepare and commission a man to preach the eternal word of God. That word that was given regarding, I think it was to Peter in the Acts of the Apostles, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people. All the words of this life. All this good way. And dear friends, so the preaching of the gospel is the Lord's way whereby he reveals the Lord Jesus Christ. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Oh, is this the good way? A suffering Saviour that you long to see. Oh, do you pray that the Lord's servants will come and lift him up? That your poor sin-bitten soul might have a glimpse of that one who suffered in the sinner's place. Where is the good way? So, dear friends, in every path that the Lord appoints, he reveals the Lord Jesus Christ, who, when he was here upon this earth, declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, friends, here is the good way. And oh, what sweet invitations there are in the word of God for poor sinners to come to this good way. The only safe way for sinners to approach unto God, and the only way whereby sinners will be reconciled to an holy, holy God. Where is the good way? All that good way. Such goodness and mercy and love. Everlasting love. And Jeremiah, this dear prophet of the Lord, knew what it was. For the Lord, when he was standing in the old paths, dear Jeremiah was there. And the Lord showed him in that beautiful way. A good way. And the Lord hath appeared, he could say, of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Oh, friends, that is the good way. To be drawn. To be drawn. Oh, has the Lord brought you into it? By his drawing love and grace. I believe you have just sung in that hymn. I turn to it just to confirm it. The first word, grace. Grace. Oh, dear friends, what a power there is in saving grace. An irresistible power that overcomes the most hardened heart and is more abundant than the most multitude of sins. For how one declared in the word, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Oh, what a good way. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, then, this is the good way. And it is the way of Christ Jesus. Everything in this way is, as it were, part of him. And dear friends, there's more that there is. We shall find that there is an inexhaustible store, but I mention this particularly in Jesus Christ. I believe you have sung of it in one of the hymns this afternoon. And what is that, dear friends, that is in this good way? Why, it is nothing less than the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the poets puts it like that, don't they? The way that is marked out with blood. Marked out. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Dear friends, if there's no blood, I would speak this with reverence indeed. If there's no blood in our religion, there is no way to heaven. Oh, friends, we cannot do without the blood. And God spoke to his people in that great time when he delivered them from the Egyptian bondage. And the blood was to be sprinkled upon the lintels and the doorposts of the houses where they were. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. What a good way to be sheltered beneath the blood. No adversary could ever take them out of that way. And so they were all brought out, safely brought out from Egypt to begin that journey to the promised land. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Now, friends, oh, what is there now? There are two things here in this word, two blessed things. One is a further command, and walk therein, and walk therein. So there are those things that we have set before us. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way but now? And walk therein. Oh dear friends, it is a testing point, isn't it? A testing point. And we have the solemn last sentence in this verse, that those at that time who heard this word said, we will not walk therein. Oh, what a solemn thing. If there is a little opening up of these things, and yet there is a refusing, what a solemn thing. We have a similar invitation in that book of the Proverbs. And there, the person of wisdom, which is really another aspect, another virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors, unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Now then, dear friends, is there that desire wrought within us by these blessed words and those words of Jesus himself in the gospel? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So there must be a walking, and walk therein. But with that walking, there is a promise, a most blessed promise, a most wonderful promise. And ye shall find rest for your souls. And I don't think I've noticed it before in quite so clearly that here this echoes the very words of Jesus himself. When he spoke in the gospel, when he was upon the earth, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Oh, is that what you and I trust I do feel to need? Do you know and remember, dear friends, some of you, the Lord's servant, the late Mr. Jabez Field of Lamberhurst? And sometimes he used to say, he quoted those words in one of the hymns, and I weary am I now, and the weary long for rest. Long for rest. Well, friends, what way are you and I walking in? If we are brought to walk in these ways, in the old paths, and find this good way, then we, and as we are helped to walk therein, dear friends, there's a certainty here. And ye shall find rest for your souls. Ye shall. Oh, may it indeed be a word for us. Oh, are you like the dear dove that Noah released from the ark? And to and fro she went, but she could find no rest for the sole of her foot. What did she do? She had to return to the ark. She had to come to this good way. She had to come to Christ. And Noah put forth his hand and pulled her, we read. Pulled her unto him into the ark. And that's what some of us have need for the Lord to do. Still, if we're left to ourselves, we're prone to wander. And we need the Lord to come and pull us in unto himself. And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Now, dear friends, there's nothing like this rest. You know, and I, that we can rest our mind, we can rest our bodies. I hope we do. We wouldn't continue alive if we couldn't rest in some measure. We sleep at night. Maybe broken, maybe disturbed, but we have some rest, naturally. We couldn't continue. And dear friends, yet here is a rest that, is a much sweeter, deeper rest than we can ever find for our body or our mind in themselves. Oh, this is a deeper rest. And friends, what is it? Well, where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. It's rest in Christ. It's rest in him. It's to be favoured like the one in the Song of Solomon. As she knew, she was in the embrace of her beloved. And his left hand and his right hand. Oh, how she rested in them. And she was indeed, she found rest in her beloved. Well, friends, then may the Lord grant that the word might cause us indeed to see and to ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and that we might walk therein, and we shall prove this promise true, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Amen.